I want apple juice.
Lucas wants apple juice.
I know, I heard him
say that. Can I have apple juice?
Yeah, you can have apple juice.
Can I have soda?
Yes, you can have soda.
Can I press that button?
No, you can't press that button.
Why?
Because that's going to play the theme song. I'm not ready to start the pot.
He's not just hi dad, he's my dad.
James Gutman!
Yep, that's me, James Gutman. How you guys doing? Welcome back to the podcast. Every single Friday here, Hi Pod, I'm Dad. Available at HiPodImDad.com, available on any streaming service. I appreciate the support. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for listening. It is Autism Awareness Month. Autism Acceptance Month, if you're being corrected by somebody, and I don't know, Autism Appreciation Month here with me at Hi Blog, I'm Dad, and Hi Pod, I'm Dad, and all the Hi Dads that are out there. One of the things that always got me about Autism Awareness Month is how polarizing it is. The only other thing that I could think of really sometimes is the Susan Komen Foundation and breast cancer, where it's always shocking that there's such a deep divide over something that should be a month of celebration, a month of acknowledgement. And I feel like it takes away from the message sometimes. And that's why I've tried to steer away from it. I think autism awareness is important. I think that autism awareness for me as a dad was the first time that I was noticing that there were issues. Now, look, I get what the real meaning is. The real meaning is autism awareness. Make the world aware that there's autism. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. When it comes to that, I think it's good, and I know people don't like it. They think that it's not enough. Sometimes it's important, and I'll tell you why it's important. As the dad of a boy with autism, as the dad of a boy who's nonverbal, severe autism, however people refer to it, I remember being worried when Lucas was diagnosed that I was going to have to fight people all the time, and I would. You know, I think your kids are one of those things where you kind of have the excuse, and you know, there's been a time or two where I'm like, what am I doing here? And I'm, you know, so I was prepared for there to be moments, for there to be showdowns, for there to be like ninja battles, like, wah, like ready, straight up ready. And in all the years that I've had my son, I've never had to even come close to doing that ever. Like, no one has ever said anything. No one's ever been rude. In fact, I've had moments where people were surprisingly good. There was the airline story where I was sitting next to this old man who had never known anything about autism. He gave Lucas all his cookies and he asked me questions. And this old man made me feel better. And he was like an old grizzled man talking about how his son didn't like to play football. And, you know, so he could relate to having a child with autism. That kind of cracked me up. I'm just remembering it now. Sorry. It was a real story. I wrote about it for Autism Speaks, all that. So I put it out there. That to me was autism awareness. It was the fact that I could go out and not have to have those battles. The fact that here I am, years later from my son being diagnosed. My son is 12 years old. And the world is so different. I feel like you can go out. People don't stare at you. People don't really not know what autism is. So in that respect, autism awareness has been successful. It has made people aware of it. I feel like stare at, for me, don't write to me. Don't get upset and say, I get stares. You might. I don't know. I don't really get stares. I find people understand more so. They might not be like want to like talk all about it, but they're cool. They get it. They're like, oh, I know. All right. There's no weird things with that. In terms of autism awareness, for me personally, I consider autism awareness when I became aware that there was something with my son that I should look further into. It was when I stopped kidding myself about it. You know, or stopped, and here's the weird one, telling myself that I said it out loud, then it would come true, which is ridiculous. It sounds ridiculous, but that's what you go through. You worry, you think that somehow you noticing it made it happen, if that makes any sense. And I'm sure for some people it doesn't, but for a lot of people it does, where it was like, if I'm the one who says it first, it's true, and I did it, and I didn't know how to parse that out. That to me was autism awareness. It was scary. It was what it was. Both sides of it. Now, autism acceptance. Again, Same thing. There's one for the world and there's one for me personally. For me personally, autism acceptance was when I accepted that my son had autism. I've told the story about, you know, hoping he was deaf, which is something that you never think you would say. I hope my son was deaf. I would come behind him and I'd be like, Lucas, Lucas. And if he wouldn't look, which, why would he look? It's weird, right? And if he's not processing his name, he's not going to look anyway. If he wouldn't look, I'd be like, oh, he's deaf. That's what it is. But if he did look, I'd be like, oh, I was lucky. We'll just figure it out. And we ended up bringing him, or I ended up bringing him for a hearing test. And they came back in. They told me, you know, that he wasn't deaf. And that was the day that I remember thinking, like, oh, I accept it. I accept it. He has autism. All right. It doesn't sound so great for me, right? It doesn't sound like this wonderful moment. So like for autism acceptance, which is supposed to sound so much better than awareness, and it does, but not by much, right? It's like only a little bit. And the same thing goes for the world in general. Autism acceptance is good. It means that people accept my son, but it also accept kind of means like, I don't know, accept it. Eh, it's all right, I'll accept it. You know, that's what you say. That's what a judge says when you're in court. And the guy makes like, you know, the attorney makes a terrible case about something. And the judge is kind of like disinterested. I'll accept it, counselor. It's not a great word, accept. Yeah, they accept him. I'm glad. I want you to accept him. Cool. I mean, thank you. So I get it. That's what acceptance means to me. Now, the final step, again, both. And this is something that I've been harping on because it's something that, I don't know, sometimes I feel like I want the world to know this. I want the world to see it. It's autism appreciation. And it's the fact that it's not the fact that my son is great despite the fact that he has autism. It's not about trying to wedge him into our world and pointing to him doing things in our world, in my world, the world that I enjoy and the things that I like doing, or like giving him a game controller and making him try to fake it or something like that. It's not about that. It's about appreciating him. It's about going into his world. It's about understanding what he does. It's about finding the beauty in the things that he does. My son is severe autism. I've met people who are high functioning that ask a lot of questions. And I love when they do that because I feel like people don't really do that. So sometimes when people ask you a lot of questions, you know, about you and about things, you're like, this is cool. This person is really interested. I think that that's a huge positive. And that's something that people attribute to autism. When it comes to my son doesn't lie. He doesn't fake it. He's not fake. And the older I get, man, and the more people I meet, God, the more I hate fake people. And the fact that he is the least fake person I have ever met in my life makes him amazing to me. Again, autism. Most people, if they can speak, if they can do these things, they're kind of full of crap sometimes. Lucas isn't full of crap. Lucas will, you know, that's it. If he smiles, he's happy. If he cries, he's sad. If he gives me a hug, it's because I earned it, not because he wants, you know, something. That's autism. To me, that's autism appreciation. And that's why I appreciate my son. Now, for the world at large, I want them to appreciate it too. I want to share this with them. I want to tell everybody all of these things. And that's why I write about it. And that's why I put it out there. Because to me, I don't know. I feel I'm really lucky to have the two kids that I have. I have two children. My daughter is not on the autism spectrum. She is a teenage girl. My son is 12. He has autism and he's nonverbal. And I get to have these unique relationships with the both of them that are so different from one another, yet the same. I wrote this article a few times where I can honestly tell you I love my kids equally because it's such a different relationship with both that I sometimes wonder if they were, you know, right the same. Like, would it be hard sometimes to balance like which one I'm cool with? Now, don't get me wrong. There's definitely times where, you know, he's tearing up the house and I'm like, ugh, and like I gravitate to her. And there's times where she's being 14 and I gravitate to him. So they it goes back and forth. But for the most part, these two kids are just such different beings in my life. They both come with challenges and they both come with incredible rewards. So that to me is autism appreciation. Because I think most people who aren't around someone like my son and don't know him the way that I know him would assume that he is just the hardest thing in the world and how do I deal with it? And I appreciate that when it comes to the challenges, but I also feel that way about a lot of things. And sometimes I think that if somebody just knew me as I am, a single dad, and I just had my daughter, they'd say the same thing. How do you do it? How do you do it as a single dad? We always ask people how they do it. And in the end, I do it. I love my kids. And if you knew my kids, you'd love them too. And that, to me, as it relates to my son, is autism appreciation. Thank you guys for listening this week. I appreciate it. I will be back next Friday with a brand new podcast. Until then, James Gutman saying, be well. Bye, Pod. I'm Dad.